Here's an idea for a fun get-together. Bring the parents of the kid who was killed by the wife of our diplomat in England. Have them all attend a press party with Trump to work things out after Mrs. Hit and Run fled the scene, left England, and claimed diplomatic immunity. Best of all, don't tell the grieving parents of the victim left to die in the street that his killer will be there too, not just Donald. Bring plenty of balloons and photographers. This is going to be a surprise party. Admittedly, the plan would be a winner for the guy whose impeachment hearings are gaining speed, maybe deflect mention of Ukraine or Syria a few hours. Just another gambit to keep the failing press off balance, perfect for a few minutes of an undeclared truce, and give the press some much-needed accolades for bringing closure to this tragedy. Maybe even put him in the running for next year's Nobel Peace Prize, or at least an opportunity to replace Dr. Phil on the feel-good chicken circuit. It sounded just wacky enough to work. Probably how he felt about the Syrian pullout. Surprise the Kurds and the Russians with a full evacuation. Immediately. This is the joy of Commander-in-Chief. You don't need to ask anyone's permission or advice. You make the call, you take the credit. The parents weren't too sold on the party, even though Donald's point man asked him 3 times to consider coming to the White House to, you know, talk things over. They smelled a rat, I guess, because who in their right mind would turn down a chance to have Donald J. Trump serve as their grief counselor? I know he'd be my first choice. In a way, it's too bad. Great reality TV stuff, dark and richly comic, just the sort of thing the Brits could appreciate. Now we're left to wonder what that meeting might have been. What looks of horror on everyone's face when they drop the big surprise. Rudy clapping his pudgy hands and smiling his cadaverous, toothy smile. Melania nodding approvingly, everyone forgiven and forgiving. Is this a great leader or what? Well, so much for the movie rights.